Guess what? We're determined to rejoice and be glad in it. We're certainly grateful for you being on the call today. I see many of you are moving around and getting ready for what yet lies ahead. Some of you have been up for a while, but we thank God for including us in his plan for this day. And we're excited about what yet lies ahead. And we know that this is indeed the day that the Lord has made. And so we're determined to rejoice and be glad in it. Can I encourage somebody and let you know today that you have a right, a reason, and a responsibility to yet give God praise? For he's been kind, merciful, compassionate. As a matter of fact, he's looked beyond your faults and he's gotten right to your needs. Aren't you excited that you serve that kind of God? I tell you, I'm excited that God continues to sustain me and keep me, even in spite of my faults and my failures and my shortcomings. None of us are perfect. All have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. But by the grace of God, somebody say hallelujah, we are yet still here. You're still here today. And so lift up your heads and be encouraged today and press toward that mark of the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Let me give you the playback number, as many of you would go back and hear this message later by playback. It's 605-475-3228. That's 605-475-3228. We have several mediums that we're using with our call-in as well as our platform for our Facebook Live. And so we're encouraged today, and we thank God for each of you and your continued support of this inspirational moment that happens each Tuesday at 7 a.m. Central Standard Time. Well, let's have a word of prayer, and then I have a brief devotional I want to share with you today. God, we're extremely grateful for your presence. Thank you for your peace. Thank you for your power. Thank you for your protection. Thank you, dear Lord, for yet looking beyond our faults and getting right to our needs. And we're grateful that you have included us in your plan for this day. And we realize and we're confident in the fact that we're nothing without you, but that we can do all things through the very Christ that strengthens us. So God, we pray for those who are on the call today and those who will hear this message later by playback, that you will encourage and lift up bowed down heads, that you will comfort those who are bereaved, that you will strengthen those who are yet going through various recoveries and rehabs and situations in their lives with their health. And then, God, that you will give us the kind of enthusiasm that's necessary in order for us to press through whatever it is we're faced with. And so we yet give you praise, we give you honor, and we give you glory. Now, God, just continue to encourage our hearts and our minds even as we move forward. In Jesus' name we pray. And those who love God said, amen, amen. Well, there's a word found in a very familiar passage of scripture. You probably hear us share this scripture often. And many times when I'm preaching, I'm sharing scriptures and not really necessarily giving you the verse or the particular book. But in James, the first chapter in verse 22, a very familiar word, it says, but be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. Yeah, be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. We talked about how obedience is better than sacrifice on Sunday and how important it is for us not to just sit, soak, and sour when we receive the word, but how we need to activate our faith and how we need to be active participants in what God is trying to get done in our lives. And so the question then becomes, are we actually practicing what we preach? Are we actually putting into practice what we hear? Are we being doers of the word, or are we just being hearers only? That's key, because you're deceiving your own self if you allow that word to come in and allow the word to go forth from whoever the messenger might be, and you are active in the congregation and you are actively present and you are hearing the word, yet you're not applying the word. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. We walk by faith and not by sight. So we have a role to play in us utilizing that which God has given us. We have to let our light so shine in such a way that others will know that there's something on the inside of us, hallelujah, that's different from what people are receiving in the world. The Bible is clear when it says, be not conformed to this world, but what? Be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. And so it also gives us clarity in letting us know that there's a distinguishable difference between the world and those who are following after Christ. The word says they will know we are Christians by our love. But the unfortunate thing is that many of us have allowed the word to become watered down, and we have not actually embraced the word as we should, because we're not doing what God requires of us. That's the obedience part. And it's unfortunate that we live in a generation now where we have become lackadaisical with our attitude, and we're intimidated by the world, and we have all of the power. Somebody say, we have all of the power. I feel like preaching this morning. We have all of the power. But God wants us to be actively engaged and not allow what we have to be stagnant, and not allow what we have on the inside of us not to be activated. For the word says that greater is he that's within you than he that's within the world. My God, I'm getting excited this morning. So it's sad that many times it's difficult to distinguish the believer from the non-believer. Hallelujah. And so many times we find ourselves both in word and in deed acting more like the world than we are supposed to be acting like believers. We need a constant reminder from our Lord and our Savior when he placed a demand that we should be in the world, but not of the world. That's in John, the 17th chapter, verse number 16, and in the 14 through 16. We've got to be in this world, but not of the world. We need to be mindful that conforming to the ways of the world greatly dilutes our witness and our testimony. And so we try to blend in and try to be like the world when God has called us to be a light and called us to be salt. Somebody say, stay salty, my friend. Yeah, he's called us to be salty. And so we're not called to be popular, but we must recognize that we have a high calling on our lives, and that even in this world in which we live now and in this society and with everything that's happening, the world needs to see our light more than anything else. And we ought not be a stumbling block to those who are trying to find a way in terms of how they can come out of their situations and out of their circumstances. Our lights ought to be shining. We ought to be sprinkling salt everywhere we go. And people ought to know beyond a shadow of a doubt, they ought to know that we are Christians by our love. And so the question then becomes, are you drawing people? Are you driving people away? Yeah, is your witness being of such where it's drawing people to a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ? Or is your witness of such where people don't even know that you're a believer? And then something happens on your job, or something happens in a situation that you might be in, and they're looking for somebody to offer a prayer. They're looking for somebody to say an encouraging word. They're looking for a light. And then all of a sudden you raise your hand and the question comes back, oh, I didn't know that you were a Christian. Somebody better help me this morning. So we ought not ever allow that to be an indictment against us on our jobs or in our family or wherever we might be. People ought to know that we are Christians by our love. They ought to feel different when we walk in the room. They ought to see the light illuminating from us, and we ought to be compassionate about that which God has called forth for us to do. So are you getting closer or moving backwards in your relationship and in your testimony, in your calling, in your giftedness. I believe that God has placed something on the inside of us that we have to let out so the world can get direction, the world can understand what it means to be a model for Jesus Christ. You know, even in marriages and even in relationships, people are looking for serious models that they can follow. They're looking for single people who have the kind of attitude and the kind of mentorship, if you will, that they know that they can go to you and they can trust your testimony, because you're living the life that brings glory and honor to God. So the word says, be doers of the word and not hearers only. And so I just want to encourage you today to let your light shine, sprinkle some salt, be not conformed to this world, but be what? Transformed by the renewing of your minds, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. I just believe that God's going to place you in a strategic place where you're going to be able to be that signal for somebody else to know beyond the shadow of a doubt that God is able to heal, he's able to deliver, he's able to set free. For the word says, he who the Son sets free is free indeed. And they will know we are Christians by our love. So God wants to elevate us and make us ambassadors in the earth realm. And people need to see real Christians and see what real Christians look like. Somebody say amen. True enough, we all have challenges. We all have difficulties. All have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. But we got to continue to press. We can't grow weary in well-doing. We got to continue to stand tall. We got to shake it off and pack it down and continue to elevate and move beyond where we are and move to the place where God would have us to be. I believe that the reason so many unchurched people are not coming to church is because they don't see consistency in those who call themselves believers. Isn't that something? And so I believe part of that has to do with the reason why we don't invite people to come, because they know that they're going to see something different and they're not going to see the kind of consistency that represents what they think a Christian should be like. They're going to see something more similar to the world than they will see similar to what Christ has called us to be. So I want to encourage you today to make a plan to talk and act like a Christian and be who God has called you to be. And let that word shine bright, and let that light shine bright, even in your life, so that others would know beyond the shadow of a doubt that you are a believer and that you love God and you're not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus, even the Christ. Let's pray. God, thank you for this day, and we pray that you will help us to live a life that shows the world how wonderful you are. You have done marvelous things for us, wherewith we're glad. So let our actions and our behavior match what we say about you and about your love and about how you brought us out. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, look, I hope you have a fantastic Tuesday today as you move through this, the 17th day of September. September is moving right out of here, I'm telling you. But you be encouraged and don't forget to let your light shine. And be a doer of the word and not just a hearer only. All right. So until next time, you be blessed.